ABC Radio Australia.
We head to the world of sport now, where what will surely be the biggest single sport event in the country's history is set to take place in April and May next year after Samoa secured hosting rights for the Weightlifting World Cup. The competition is expected to feature more than 500 elite lifters from some 70 countries. The news comes a matter of months after the reborn Oceania Weightlifting Institute opened its doors in Apia. The General Secretary of both the Oceania and Commonwealth Weightlifting Federations, Paul Coffer, was working with his star athlete, Australia's former Fijian lifter Eileen Thigamadhana, at the Institute when the news broke. And he says it has world-class facilities perfect for a World Cup.
They do have the facilities here. That's a big thing about it. There are no such thing in the Pacific, and I would even go as far as saying Europe as good as Samoa in weightlifting. They really have everything. They can have a world championship here if they want to. So I'm not surprised to see this happening. And it's going to be a huge event, really. And we hope to get, and I'm very confident in getting North Korea here, North Korea, China, and Russia. And if we can do that, that's a plus. That's something special. Prior to the Commonwealth Games, our kids, all our countries in the Oceania will benefit a lot, whether it's Nauru, Fiji, Samoa, they're all going to benefit.
Tell me a little bit about the World Cup. I'm assuming that after the Olympics and the World Championships, the World Cup comes next. Would that be right?
Well, it is, yes. Last time the World Cup was in Thailand. There was an event prior to the Olympic Games, and it's a huge event, no question about it. It's huge in numbers of participants and also the prestige that brings into the country, you know. There'll be a lot of people, media attention and all. Sensational for the Pacific country, especially in Samoa. It's only 150,000, 160,000 people. To host an event such as this is phenomenal.
What did it require on the part of the Oceania Weightlifting Confederation to get the event to Samoa? Did the people who make these decisions take much persuading?
Not really. No, we're part of the International Federation at top level. So they were here. We launched the Oceanian Weightlifting Institute in Samoa, and every one of them were here. The leaders of the five continents, plus the president and general secretary of the IWF, were here in the month of February. So, you know, they've seen the facilities. All we needed to do was ask, and we got it.
So with the World Cup to come next year in Samoa, let's assume that the event goes off successfully, and I can't think of any reason why
No question.
Would that pave the way, do you think, for Samoa to host the World Championship? Is that the ultimate ambition for you and everyone else involved in Oceania?
I suppose that would be the ideal. But I think a first priority, apart from this international tournament, apart from that, is the Commonwealth Games. Really, that's priority number one in the Pacific next year. So the World Cup will be a real boost to the 14 countries of the Oceanian region going to the Commonwealth Games. I think that's our priority number one once the World Cup is over. Then after that, we'll see what happens. A world championship requires big money, big, big money. It requires a lot of money for this too, but the world championship, a different story altogether. It's even bigger. We're talking about 120, 130 countries.
And for the local athletes, the Samoan lifters who have worked so hard and have had a few knockdowns in the past, like when they missed out on the Olympics before last because the government wouldn't let them out of the country. Now they have a chance to actually perform in front of their own people, which must mean an enormous amount to them.
There's no question that their talent is here. I'm just at the gym now. They were Commonwealth records at training by John Tuffy and Eileen Thigamadhana is here with me, preparing for the Commonwealth Championship to be held in India in 2 weeks' time. So that's why I'm here. She's preparing for it, and she broke the Commonwealth record today by 5 kilos. And so the atmosphere is here. It's fantastic, really, to be able to train here. You get 40, 50 lifters trying to get the same record. You can't beat that.